Welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories. I'm your host, American Haunt Historian, Alan Searcy. I hope you checked out the show on the Corn House in Franklin, Tennessee. Franklin's one of my favorite small towns in the country. The Battle of Franklin took place there. So many ghost stories and creepy tales there in that town. But the Corn House, it wasn't really based in the Civil War. So anyway, check out that episode and check out the book, Southern Ghost Stories, Franklin, Tennessee. But today, we're going in a different direction. We're going to dig into some fun folklore that's not really a ghost story. So when you think about cryptids or monsters, usually the first thing that comes to mind is Bigfoot. But when you get down to number two or three, you got to go with the Jersey Devil. It's one of the most popular American monsters, especially in New Jersey and the Northeast, where it supposedly originated. So I have a unique take on this. But I'm going to give you the backstory first. According to legend, back in the 18th century, a woman named Mother Leeds in the Pine Barrens gave birth to her 13th child. Now, 13 is an unlucky number. Everybody knows that. But it was especially unfortunate to Mother Leeds, who was unhappy about the pregnancy. As she carried the child, she cursed it and claimed it was from the devil. Well, something happened. And when she gave birth, her baby, it wasn't a human. It was ugly and disfigured. Another version of the tale says the child was normal when it was born. But over a few weeks into the months, it started to sprout horns. And it took on the features of a horse, kangaroo, bat, and other creatures as it began its unholy transformation into the Jersey Devil. Well, the Jersey Devil, it left its mother, eventually, and began to prey on cattle and livestock in the area. Soon the beast left the Pine Barrens and adventured out all over New Jersey. Reports of the flying creature with red glowing eyes that let out a horrific spine-chilling screech began to pop up all over the Garden State. In the early 20th century, sightings increased all over New Jersey, as the creature was spotted all over the state. By 1909, the Jersey Devil was thought to be dead. That October, some kids found a skeleton of a strange creature in the woods in Burlington, New Jersey. The beast was said to have a cat's head, kangaroo-like legs, but it was similar to a wildcat with a very long neck. However, not long after all that, the papers began running stories saying the Jersey Devil was dead. But more people came forward saying they'd seen the monster. Maybe there was more than one. Maybe that skeleton belonged to some other weird creature no one knows about. In 1919, one of the most publicized Jersey Devil sightings took place in Absecon, New Jersey. Frank Adams, the keeper of the lighthouse there, was going about his duties one night when he saw what he thought was a large owl perched atop the lighthouse. Yet when he looked closer, he noticed the creature was much, much larger than an owl. Adams got his gun and aimed his sight on the creature. As soon as he pulled the trigger, the strange animal let out a menacing cry and took off flying away from the lighthouse and into the night. Oddly, the next morning, no feathers were found scattered around the lighthouse. And that led to some credence that whatever Adams had shot, it wasn't a bird or a large owl. Over the years, the sightings decreased, but occasionally the Jersey Devil, it still pops up somewhere in the woods of New Jersey, and it frightens hunters or unsuspecting children who are playing. So, just what was the Jersey Devil? What is the Jersey Devil? Well, I have a theory. In 1858, in Haddonfield, New Jersey, a very rare Hadrosaurus skeleton was discovered. If you aren't familiar with the Hadrosaurus, it was a large two-legged herbivore who was likely harmless. But, since it stood on its hind legs, it resembled a large monster to people in the 19th century. People in the area went nuts over the fact that a rare dinosaur fossil was discovered in the area. And in my humble opinion, this is probably where the origins of the Jersey Devil began. Someone from Haddonfield probably traveled by horse and buggy down to Camden to see his family. While he was there, he told him about the dinosaur bones. After he left, his family members went across the river and told people in Philadelphia, and the legend, it grew and grew, and the tale became more and more grandiose. Who knows? That's just my theory. However, it happened. And now the Jersey Devil became a huge part of folklore in New Jersey. So, if you're really into cryptids and urban legends, you probably should check out my new book, Fear and Folklore, American Monsters. I go in depth about some most famous cryptids in the country, like Mothman and the Wampus Cat. I even dig into lesser known ones like the Bowie, Maryland Goatman and the Hendersonville, Tennessee Shadow. All really fun stories. Okay, so I've been trying to answer questions, and I got another one on Facebook the other day I wanted to get into. Betty Jones wrote me and wanted to know about the wildest thing I'd ever experienced during a paranormal investigation. Okay, so it's a fun one. The Sumner County Museum. So, the story there in the museum is there's a mannequin. And they say this mannequin, it's haunted by something. People have come in the morning and seen the mannequin facing a certain way. The next morning they come in, the mannequin faces another way. Supposedly it moves around during the day and night. Well, I've been up there around it, and I've seen it just fall over when no one was around. So one night, I guess it was 2022, I was up there with a small group. And we had the EMF meters, we had other equipment set up all around the mannequin. And as we're up there in the dark, suddenly this young teenage girl starts screaming. So I run over to her, I say, "Hey, what's going on?" Pull out my phone, turn on the flashlight. She has like a handprint on her shoulder. So I was talking to a buddy of mine who's standing behind her during the investigation. And I said, "Did you see something? What happened? What's going on with this handprint?" And he told me that he was standing there the whole time. And all of a sudden he just heard her scream. So he said that nothing was around her when it happened. So I don't know what happened, but all I know is that little girl got smacked. And I was just a few feet away. It's one of the weirdest, most eeriest things I've ever experienced or been around. But it really happened. And the weirdest thing about it was that little girl, before the investigation, I saw her milling around. She's playing on her phone. Well, I learned she had told one of the other interns there that if something happens here, or if there's something here, it's going to beat me upside the head to get my attention. Well, oddly, it didn't beat her upside the head. It just smacked her right there on the arm. So needless to say, that girl became a believer that night. So anyway, I just want to answer that question, and that's probably the weirdest thing that's ever happened on investigation. I've had other things. There's a place in Murfreesboro, Tennessee I was at, and my buddy asked point blank, "Hey, what color is my shirt?" And the geoport, it said black, and he was wearing a black shirt. And that was the Children's House in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I've done a podcast on that several years ago. But anyway, please check out my books, The Southern Ghost Stories and Ghost Stories and Graveyard Tales. Fear and Folklore, which I mentioned earlier in the show, it's a new series that I'm really excited about, talking about like Fear and Folklore, American monsters, Jersey Devil, Mothman, a lot of cool creatures that have become part of the fabric of America. And you can find them at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. If Barnes & Noble doesn't have them, ask the managers. They can order them for you. The books are also available on Kindle, and they're actually free to read if you have Kindle Unlimited. So be sure to subscribe, and please leave us a review. Those are very helpful. Follow Southern Ghost Stories on Facebook and YouTube. You can follow me on Twitter, at ATL Allen. You can send me questions, and I'll try to answer them on the show. Also on Twitter, I post stories, videos, lots of cool stuff I can't really do here on the podcast. So please check back next time for the Kentucky Meat Shower. Yes, you heard that right. The Kentucky Meat Shower is the next podcast.